He's the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. Here's Dwayne Casey. Way to go. Congratulations.
Well, I tell you, take that and $7, and you might get a Starbucks.
Well, else I got to ask. Well, wait a second. I want to ask you. Like,
Dwayne, you got to walk
out. What do you get here? You get a car? You get a trip around the world? You know, $100,000, you know, fur coat for your wife? What?
I'm like Pop Bob. When they give me a car for that, I get excited about it. No, but in all sincerity, it's an organizational. So my staff is doing a great job. The players, first of all, are working their behinds off and playing hard. So it's I'm not going to poo-poo it and say it's not a good thing, because it's a lot of hard work for us to have that stretch I'm unfortunately, I guess I'm the one who gets the credit for it, but it's not. It's a lot of people that are involved in that, so that's the good thing about it.
You think you want a cheese sandwich at least, you know, something. Give me something to eat or something.
Dwayne, I got some advice for you, man. If you're spending $7 at Starbucks, walk out of the hotel. Don't go to the Starbucks in the hotel. Walk around the corner. It'll be $4. Okay?
Okay, all right. Okay. All right. When it's raining in Portland, I guess I have to think about that then.
Huh? Send somebody.
$7 for a coffee is insane, if you ask me, but then what do I know?
I tell you what.
What? Tell me.
Back in the day, Bob, when Howard Schultz first bought the team in Seattle, he gave us a whole big stack of gift cards.
Oh, yeah?
And that's when Starbucks was just first getting going and, you know, kind of wasn't as big as they are now. And everybody talked about, what are we going to do with all these gift cards, you know, Starbucks, you know, what are we going to do? And now they're like gold now. So that's how much the Starbucks has grown.
Yeah, the gift cards were nice, but he could have given you stock, you know. That would have been even nicer, don't you think?
That would have been great, too.
So the team goes on this run and then goes on the road and, bluntly lays an egg in Denver. And you weren't real happy about the performance, but... there were many people thought it was almost predictable that it probably the bubble was going to break at some point, and when it broke, it was going to probably break pretty big. The bounce back last night with a win, although it had some shaky moments over the Suns, make you feel better?
Well, it did. I tell you what, I liked the way we competed, Bob. The guys came out with a focus, and I thought in the Denver game, whether it was the altitude, the weather, I don't know what it was, we were all out of sorts. And our focus and attention to detail just wasn't there. We were missing assignments defensively. We were missing assignments offensively. And we had kind of a glazed look on our face. So, from the jump ball, I had a funny feeling and a bad feeling of how that game was going, even though it was kind of nip and tuck in that first quarter. It still wasn't, we weren't playing good basketball. And last night was totally different. I saw the focus, I saw the bounce, and the guys, they came back and competed. And even though we didn't play a perfect game or, you know, a well-rounded game, I thought I liked the way we had, focus. I liked the way we competed. And most of all, played hard. I thought that was the main thing we were looking for.
Dwayne, a couple of reports today linking the Raptors to a couple of different players out of Phoenix, and I know you can't talk about other teams, other players, etc. But when you're looking down your bench right now, and obviously you're missing a couple of key guys with injuries, and Carroll and James Johnson, is there not necessarily a person, but is there an element that you sometimes go, you know, if I just had that in my toolbox right now, that'd be handy. And you know, wishes and butts are candies and nuts, as our good friend Sam Mitchell used to say. But or maybe that was you. I can't remember.
Sound like my grandfather. That's what he used to say all the time. So,
but you know what I mean? Is there right. some little tool, little piece,
right.
without putting a name on it that you might want to add?
You know, the thing that we have is we have Damari, who's coming back at some point, and James Johnson. Those are the two guys that you have, the body types, that size, the physicality that you need at that the power three position today. I think that's kind of the position that you want, we need right now. And right now, Norm Powell has given us that. He's a little bit undersized at that position. Another guy that could possibly give us that is Anthony Bennett. We got to, you know, see what possibly he could do when we have that matchup. But right now, we're kind of going to treat that position as being fluid, putting different people according to matchups in that situation. Not necessarily starting the same guy. It may not be Norm tomorrow night. It may not be Norm next Tuesday. It could be. But according to matchups is how we're going to kind of fill that spot that, you know, really calls for that power three type body, a guy that can handle the ball a little bit, can shoot it a little bit. You know, again, you know, I think in time, Anthony Bennett can turn into that person, you know, with more time, more experience, and that type of thing. And, you know, again, for us, he's that next guy in line to be that power three.
We've talked about it on Air Hill a little bit. And again, when your team is on pace for 55, 56 wins, whatever it is, as well as the season is going, you know, you're really talking about, you're getting kind of picky in terms of things you might need to improve or add. But are you comfortable? You had that little incident with Kyle and his wrist there. And are you comfortable not having, you know, a third point guard with NBA experience? You know, you've got DeLon Wright, and he's looked really good in the D League, et cetera. But is that something, you know, that keeps you up at night at all?
Well, a little bit. I mean, DeLon is that guy. Again, he's there, you know, but he, like you said, he's a rookie. But, you know, he has all those skill sets. He can shoot. He came in the other night against Denver, shot the ball really well. It's just about getting him minutes to get him some experience. That's the only way you're going to learn. Right now, you know, before we went on this little run, the Eastern Conference was so tight. You know, every game was important, still are, believe me. You know, we're not out of the woods yet. There's a lot of basketball still to be played. But the only way he's going to get that experience is through time on the court, minutes on the court, and we got to find some time to get him in there to get experience. Because again, I can only deal with what we have, and that's he's the guy we had. We that's the guy we, you know, we drafted before we got Corey Joseph, and you know, fortunately we got Corey in that situation. And but if not, you know, DeLon was going to be that guy, and you know, so we got to see what he can do. We've got to cut down Kyle Lowry's minutes. You know, and that situation you was talking about the other night, Michael, the game wasn't over.
Right.
The game was like a 9-11 point game. And you know, Kyle makes a couple of shots, and now it's time to get him out. And that's when he gets hurt. But it kind of all happened at the same time. So, but again, we've got to get his minutes down. He's, you know, last night he was up to 40, 41 minutes. And again, you know, we probably have to get him out sooner because we're getting caught with there's no stoppage in play and we have a guy at the scores table and there goes another minute and those extra couple minutes add up over a period of a game. And now he's at 41 when really he should be at 36 or 30, 35 minutes.
Coach, we'll let you go. Hope the weather's good in Portland. I want you to know he set an all-time record high for the month of February today here in Toronto.
I heard that. I heard, what is it, 12?
16. Like 16 degrees Celsius, 61 degrees Fahrenheit, I want you to know.
I'm
like
jealous, Bob.
Summertime,
jealous.
Man.
It is. That's great. Because last year this time it was...
Oh, my God. Yeah. We all remember last year. Listen, well, pal, thank you very much. Success tomorrow night in Portland. We'll see when you get back. We appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Michael.